We're going to put Bobby Butler in and take out Casper Dogovins.
Time to give Butler another look
or another chance. I want to give a change of lineup. Butler brings a little more offense, and against Montreal, we could use a little more offense.
Something about Dogovins' play of late, or
no, not really. It's just we have depth in our lineup, and we're trying to assess it on a game by game basis. Who gives us a better opportunity to win? And today, we feel that putting Butler in will give us a better chance.
I read where you said that. For whatever reason, you didn't think you matched up really well against Montreal. Can you pinpoint that? Is there a reason?
Well, we haven't beaten them, so that's the biggest reason. I think all the games have been, the one game was out of hand on the 27th of December. They came in here and beat us pretty easily, 5-2. We didn't play particularly well in that game. The other game, two of them have gone to shootouts. The other one's a one-goal game as well. And we just don't seem to be able to get any, develop any speed against this team, and they play us real well. Their goalie plays real well. Their power play, their penalty killing does a good job. So they've been tough on us. So we're trying to pinpoint what it is, but we're going to try to generate some more speed in our game today, because when we skate, we're a way better team.
In a nutshell, what did Tim O'Brien do to establish himself as what was to be a bona fide top nine forward for you going forward?
The injury to Jesse Winchester opened up a spot for a right-handed centerman that could kill penalties. And, you know, Jimmy fit that description. He was played real well in Binghamton this year and last year as well. And we just gave him that opportunity when it opened up. And it's a credit to him that he seized it, and he's become a good player. I think he's on the plus side of it. He's either plus six or plus nine. I don't know exactly the number, but he's taken that opportunity in that position. He's played real well, real consistent.
Show a lot of trust in him too, final minutes of periods and home time as well.
He's earned that. I mean, if you can be consistent and play well in this league, unlike every other coach, you're going to get to play.
Anything else for Coach McClain? Thank you, Paul.
Talk to Brian for a few minutes.